VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Estelle, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hi everyone, welcome back to today's Pronunciation Challenge. This is your host Estelle. It's back to school season for college students in Taiwan, and I believe we have some listeners who are starting their freshman year. How's everything so far? I think college is the most important time of our lives. It's also the last 4 years of being a student for most people. There are so many things to learn, explore, and experience during college that pave the way for your future, but we only have limited time and energy, so time management plays a huge role. The video I picked for today helps you take the first steps towards successful time management. Be sure to go check it out. For now, let's take a look at our sentence of the day. Prioritization is key, and it's an easy first step. Create a list of activities that occupy your time and rank them from highest to lowest priority. Slower again, prioritization is key, and it's an easy first step. Create a list of activities that occupy your time and rank them from highest to lowest priority. 发音的部分，我们首先来看到句首的第一个字 prioritization。prioritization， 它很长，有六个音节。那我们慢慢练习 prioritization。prioritization， 那要注意要把重音放在倒数第二个音节，也就是 Z 这边 prioritization。 再来我们来看到句尾的 priority， 这两个字有一点像，字的前半呢是一样的，那它们的意思也是有相关的，待会会多做说明。但是要注意 priority 它的重音是放在第二音节，也就是 R 的地方 prioritypriority。 好的，那如果你在念整个今天的句子，其实是两句，那把这两句连着一起念的时候呢，除了可以在标点符号的地方稍作停顿喘气之外，也可以在 time 后面 and 之前来稍作停顿，像这样 prioritization is key, it's an easy first step, create a list of activities that occupy your time and rank them from highest to lowest priority。接下来我们来看到今天要学习的重点单字。第一个字来看到 prioritization， prioritization 它是名词，意思是优先考虑或是确定优先顺序这个行为，这个动作。来看例句， prioritization is essential to a well-organized life， 想要有个有条理的生活就必须立定每件事的优先顺序。那这个字其实是来自于动词 prioritizeprioritize， 要注意它的重音有换到前面哦， prioritize， 那它的意思呢是把事情的优先顺序排好，或是确定一些事项的优先次序，轻重缓急。来看看例句， You have to prioritize your goals because your time and energy isn't endless， 你必须立好目标的优先顺序，因为你的时间和精力并不是无限的。那优先或者是优先考虑的是这个名词呢，就是 priority。priority， 来看看例句 ，My family is always my number one priority。我总是认为家庭优先，或者是 You just spent all of this month's salary on a new purse before paying your rent。You have to get your priorities straight。你还没缴房租就把这个月所有薪水都花在买新包包上，你真的必须弄懂事情的轻重缓急。第二个单字，我们来看到 key。Key 当作名词使用的时候呢，除了指钥匙之外，也可以表示关键或是解决问题的秘诀。For example, being grateful and content is the key to happiness. 感恩知足是快乐的关键。那 key 也可以当作形容词使用，意思就会是极重要的或是关键性的。Landing the leading role in that big budget movie was a key moment in her acting career.获选为那部大成本制作电影的主角，是他演员生涯中的一大关键时刻。 接下来我们来看到 occupy， 它是动词，意思是占用或是占据。Student club activities almost occupied my entire sophomore year of college. 社团活动几乎占据了我的整个大二生活。那 occupy 也可以表示使某人忙碌或是从事某件事。For example, I occupied myself by listening to podcasts during the train ride. 我在搭火车的时候听 podcast 来打发时间。而 occupy 的过去分词 occupied 也可以当作形容词使用，表示被占用的或是使用中的。像是要说厕所里面有人，也可以用 occupied 这个字来形容。那我们来看看其他例句。 All of our fitting rooms are occupied. Please wait in line. Thank you for your patience. 我们每一间试衣间都有人使用，请排队等候，谢谢您的耐心。另外 occupied 也可以表示忙碌的意思，就跟 busy 一样。 For example, I'm occupied by work right now, so I'm not able to help you. 我现在工作太忙碌了，没有办法帮你。今天的最后一个单字，我们来看到 rank， 它是动词，意思是把东西分等、评级、排列或是排名次，也可以表示排行第几，或者是具有某个等级的地位。来看看例句。 I'm ranking all the sites I want to visit on this trip. 我在排序这次旅行想去的景点。或者是 So far, she ranks number 3 in the competition. 目前为止，她在比赛中排名第三。最后一个例句， Meryl Streep ranks among the best actors of her generation. 梅丽史翠普是她那一辈当中最优秀的演员之一。Alright, now let's go through our sentence one last time. Prioritization is key, and it's an easy first step. Create a list of activities that occupy your time and rank them from highest to lowest priority.Well, as a college student myself, I can't stress enough the importance of listing your priorities and time management. I think I can say that I've done okay so far in college. I've had student club activities and internships, my grades are fine, and I still have time for socializing and hanging out with my friends. But there are still things that I can't put as much effort into as I would like to. It's just a matter of choice.And we all have to make our choices in life. Alright, that's it for today's episode. If you are still a student, what are your priorities? Or if you've already graduated from college, how did you manage your time as a student? Leave a comment and don't forget to record your own challenge. See ya!